It's Tuesday, September 6, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. What did the Fed chair reveal about the future? Geopolitical issues are now a key concern for business and PC sales and the coming tech investments. This is the Business of Tech. We're coming off both the U.S. Labor Day weekend and my own time off, so I'm catching up on a few threads this week. Let's start at a macro level. The Fed chair, Jerome Powell, weighed in with the central bank's intention to bring inflation down and their commitment to doing so. At the meetings where Powell spoke, a message also emerged. Expect the volatility of the past few years to continue, including changing growth rates, supply disruptions, and inflation, which are likely to continue for years. Supply is expected to be the theme of the 2020s. And while we're looking at a larger data point set, jobs data came out too, showing it's pretty similar to the previous months. High job vacancies, layoffs being low, and quitting still elevated. The Fed chair also warned that economic pain would be a reality for U.S. households, which will impact the labor market. Quoting Axios, enter the sacrifice ratio, a wonky estimate of the economic growth and employment that will need to be sacrificed for inflation to come down. In other words, how much excess unemployment is necessary for each percentage point reduction in inflation. Where it stands, the labor market is humming with unemployment at the lowest level in a half century. But the Fed's efforts to squash inflation, which officials suggest is far from over, will eventually come at the expense of the solid labor market. And experts disagree on how much unemployment will help. Could be as low as 4.6% or as high as 6.7%, amounting to a loss of anywhere from 1.7 to 5.3 million jobs. CompTIA looked at the tech market and jobs data. Tech sector companies added 25,500 net new workers in August, with growth in five major occupation categories. CompTIA's analysis of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics Employment Situation report reveals tech industry employment has increased by 175,700 jobs in 2022 and is tracking 46% ahead of last year and 92% ahead of 2019. Companies throughout the economy added an estimated 21,000 tech workers for the month. The unemployment rate for tech occupations edged up to 2.3%, paralleling the directional change of the national unemployment rate at 3.7%. CompTIA's analysis also shows that technology workers' options for remote work and work from home continue to increase. From January through August 2022, tech job postings where employers specify remote work is up 56% over last year and 281% from the pre-pandemic year of 2019. Why do we care? So the state of play will be extended for a longer period. Even if this is wrong, planning for that is sensible. In particular, tech companies should expect the labor market to stay tight and challenging. It should also be planning that its supply chains will be unstable for an extended period. According to new Gartner data, all this geopolitical risk is a risk to performance. According to the survey, 41% of boards of directors view geopolitical power shifts and turbulence as one of the most significant risks to performance. Gartner predicts that by 2026, 70% of multinational enterprises will adjust the countries in which they operate by hedging to reduce their geopolitical exposure. This includes navigating trade disputes, government-imposed restrictions, and armed conflict. Why do we care? Savvy providers are getting smart on these concerns and those from my previous story, rather than focusing on technical issues. That you are in the business of providing business value conversation got a lot more specific with these insights. Think your customers aren't multinational? Check again. There's likely an international component to every business. And in a bit more market data, IDC has adjusted its predictions for PC sales. Now expects a sales shortfall in 2023 as well as 2022. It says that tablet sales are also likely to fall in 2022 and 2023. Protocol dug into it. Here's their take. Businesses continue to upgrade their IT portfolios, just not at the same cadence as in the early days of the pandemic, especially as layoffs and cost cuts hit most organizations. The enterprise segment could also get a boost in the coming years as Microsoft phases out support for Windows 10, forcing users to upgrade to Windows 11, or even move to a new operating system. All that said, two-thirds, 67%, of these businesses also expect to spend more to drive productivity and efficiency through digitization, including a focus on technology, according to the latest edition of the American Express Global Business Spend Indicator. Why do we care? The key to success remains the work layer. It's not about PC sales. It's about what you're doing to help with those last data points, productivity, efficiency, etc. It's nice to know that the story hasn't changed in the week I was off. If you're an MSP looking to grow your business by scaling your cyber practice, it's critical to offer a white-label, multi-tenant SOC as a service. Agile Blue is that SOC XDR, detecting cyber attacks on the cloud, network, applications, and endpoints before a breach occurs. Trusting nothing while detecting everything and staffed with a 24/7 expert set of threat hunters and cyber analysts who obsess over you and your client's cybersecurity, Agile Blue works side by side with your team. Join today and get 3 months of EDR free by visiting agileblue.com/pod to start. Thanks for listening. Today is National Read a Book Day, and it's also Fight Procrastination Day. So don't start a book later. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.